Hello, it's Tuesday, the 13th of January 2015. I'm sitting in my office in my home in Hull, contemplating my itinerary over the next 10 days. Tomorrow, I go to the University of Huddersfield to sit in and examine a PhD in a viva voce examination. After that, I carry on to Manchester Airport and spend the night there. I get up early on Thursday morning and fly to Helsinki and then take a short flight down to Turku, where I meet some colleagues that evening for dinner. And then on the next day in the morning, I teach a couple of classes on quantitative methods to the Finnish postgraduate school. Then I spend one night in Turku and arise very early on Saturday morning, about 4:30, go to Turku Airport and take the early morning flight to Helsinki, fly from Helsinki to London Heathrow, and then in the afternoon I take a flight to Doha in Qatar in the Middle East. My first of four flights to the Middle East this year and the first time I've ever been in Qatar. There I'm doing some work with colleagues at a British Council sponsored event. I'm doing writing for publication workshops, but I'm also going to fit in meetings with old friends like Richard Gray and Annie Topping and others. I'm looking forward to it very much. I'm looking forward to it especially as I'll be getting away from -1 and almost complete darkness all day in Finland to 25 degrees and a bit of sunshine in Qatar. Then on Friday the 23rd, I fly back to London Heathrow and catch a train back to Hull and back to normal life again. Now, what I want to do is to keep a kind of travelogue over those days and check in on this podcast at various points and keep you up to date with what I'm doing. I haven't done this before. This is a bit of an experiment. I'm looking forward to it. Hope it works. It's Wednesday the 14th and I'm still in Hull in my office, 6:30 in the morning. Just printed off my boarding passes for my flights to Finland the morning after next, and just checking the Chunlo Advanced Nursing website before I go to see if anything needs doing. Then my wife will kindly take me down to Hull Station for the start of my journey. Well, I'm at Hull Station. It's freezing cold. A little bit worried. There seem to be one or two delays of trains. I know there's snow out in the middle of the country, just the very bit I've got to go through, but my train seems to be here. Although there seems to be some confusion too. Some people are getting off and some people are getting on. Some people are getting off because they're telling us not to board, and other people are just getting on anyway, so I'm not exactly sure what to do. Anyway, I think I'll board and take my chances. Well, as you can probably tell from the sound bites before this, I got on the train, it came and left on time, and now I'm in Huddersfield and I've just realised I've arrived far too early. I misread the timetable. I do this sort of thing a lot. I do a lot of travelling, but I never really take time to sort out the details properly, but it's better than being late. So I'm in the research hub at the University of Huddersfield, and they've got this amazing email system in UK and many international universities called EduRoam. So if you're on wireless and you're registered with it, you can immediately get on, so I can do some work here. The train journey came through snow and sunshine, and there's quite a bit of snow on the ground here, but Not enough to stop the traffic, thank goodness. Interesting journey. I think it's the North Yorkshire Moors, although I stand to be corrected on that. But we come through some delightful little towns like Dewsbury and then Huddersfield itself. So the journey from Hull to here is very pleasant. It's not quite the same on to Manchester from here. And these little towns are all built in valleys because they're old industrial towns. They've got beautiful stonework, gritstone and sandstone buildings, some lovely civic buildings, and also factories. And of course they're built in valleys so that they've got access to water to at one time power the factories, although you can also see from the now redundant chimneys that they probably pumped out a great deal of smoke at one time as well. And they also used the system of canals to transport their goods, and there are some beautiful canal scenes and towpath scenes as you come across on the train. I'm pretty sure that these towns at one time were what William Blake would have described as the dark satanic mills in his famous poem Jerusalem, which is put to some very stirring music and now is one of England's finest anthems. Even as a Scot, I rather like it. But anyway, we've made it to Huddersfield. Huddersfield's famous for being the birthplace of Harold Wilson, who was one of our very famous post-war prime ministers. I remember him. He died a few years ago, sadly died with dementia, which is very sad for such a great influential man. Huddersfield's also the home of a football team called Huddersfield Town, and I come from Hull and support Hull City, so I'll keep quiet about that here. There isn't often trouble after Hull City games, but there was a famous match a few years ago where fighting broke out between Huddersfield supporters and Hull supporters, so I shan't be wearing my scarf or declaring my loyalties here. So I'm just going to do a couple of hours' work before the pre-Viva meeting takes place. Well, the PhD Viva's over and I'm just waiting in the reception at the University of Huddersfield for a taxi to take me back to the station. The PhD was very successful. The candidate just has to do some minor amendments and then she'll be awarded her degree. Fascinating PhD on how mentorship works in the universities and in the National Health Service in the UK, exposing quite a few deficiencies in the process, some of which we knew about already, and perhaps this work will have some influence on the development of mentorship in the future, and especially on the development of assessing the fitness of students for registration. We certainly encourage her to publish from it.
This is Staley Bridge. The next stop will be Manchester Piccadilly. We will shortly be arriving at Manchester Piccadilly, where this train terminates. Please remember to collect all your belongings when leaving the train.
Well, there are direct trains to Manchester Airport from Huddersfield, but I didn't get one, so I'm changing at Manchester Piccadilly and catching another train. It's just coming in now. I'm on the train between Manchester Piccadilly and Manchester Airport now. It's a very familiar journey to me, this one, because I used to make it just about every month. It's quite a short journey, 10 to 15 minutes depending on where it stops, but I feel like I know every house and every backyard on the way. I don't take this journey quite so much these days because I tend to go direct from Hull down to Heathrow before I fly off, but I like this journey because it's taking me to one of my favourite hotels, the Manchester Radisson Blue. Catch up with you when I get there.
Station. One of the reasons I like this hotel here, the Radisson Manchester Airport Blue Hotel, if I've got the name right, is its proximity to the station. Essentially, you just go up an escalator, short walk, and you're at the hotel. And the real dream thing about it is you don't have to go outside at all. And the hotel's integral to the airport, so in the morning you can walk to whichever terminal you want to get to. You don't have the stress or the anxiety of having to wait for transport. It's really good from that point of view. So you just come straight out in the morning and off, and you can get longer, slightly longer lie than you might otherwise in the morning. Apart from that, it's a very good hotel. I've been coming here and using it for years. One thing I don't know about it, and I'm going to ask tonight because I've got time, is whether or not it's got a gym. So let's go and find out.
Well, I'm in the hotel now. I've got my room, but it's not quite the room I wanted and not quite what I wanted overall. I don't usually have breakfast here, but I've had to pay for that. And my frequent visitor, whatever you call it, loyalty scheme number wasn't in, so I don't get a special room, which is a shame. And my hosts have not actually paid for the room, so that's a bit of a problem. So more expense and then more stress trying to reclaim that. But the good news is they do have a gym. I'm going down there to burn off a few calories for an hour or so. Well, the gym was okay, a bit small, very crowded. Didn't have all the weights that you'd expect to find there, but it was better than nothing. Managed 3/4 of an hour. By that time I'd gone through all my routine and I was feeling a bit tired. So just back to my room, check my emails, then go for dinner. Got an interesting bar down here. The hotel's been substantially refurbished in the last few years, not necessarily for the better, but the bar's themed along the lines of local famous bands, basically. In fact, the whole hotel's themed a little bit that way. And they've got cocktails in the bar. For instance, they've got Champagne Supernova, so that's a tribute to Oasis, a Mancunian band. They've also got Sally Cinnamon, that's a tribute to the Stone Roses, another Mancunian band. And then they've got something called The Happy Monday, but that's the name of a band that came from Manchester. So don't know why they're doing that here, but anyway, that's what they're doing. But it seems very much aimed at a sort of a certain audience. Still, it's a good hotel. If I had to choose between a hotel that had beds and no Wi-Fi, and Wi-Fi and no beds, I think I'd choose the latter. It's such a necessity these days to get onto it and keep up with my work. When I checked the Journal of Advanced Nursing website this morning, there were a few proofs to be corrected, so I can do that here in the hotel. I've also got the pleasure, and I mean a pleasure, of supporting a colleague for her fellowship of the American Academy of Nursing, so I've sent her a first draft of my supporting statement. I'm supporting somebody else this year, so that's the two that you can support in a year. I hope that they get it. I'm certainly going to go to Washington DC this year one way or another, so if they are awarded these fellowships, I'll have the pleasure of joining them then. I've also been able to add some more images to some slides that I'm going to use for talks that I'm giving in Taipei in a couple of weeks at the East Asian Forum of Nursing Scholars, EFONS, and also at a local Sigma Theta Tau meeting, a local chapter meeting on the Saturday before I leave. I'm going there from the something like the 2nd until the 10th of February before I go to Hong Kong. So I'm getting materials ready for that, and I've already sent materials off to Italy for the week after that when I come back. So, dinner time. Thank you.
You couldn't join me for dinner, so I thought I'd let you hear some of the noises of the dining room. Noisy places, aren't they? Not very peaceful at all. Anyway, had dinner, and the forecast I heard this morning was for gale force winds, and that certainly seems to be happening outside, so let's hope tomorrow morning we don't have any delays. I can't afford to have any delays on the way to Finland, or I will miss my connection, and the trip will be a waste of time if I do that, because I won't make it to Turku at all. So let's hope it's all calm tomorrow morning.